Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And we have a guest today, and it's Mike Kaplan. It's M-Y-Q. Kaplan, love that.
Hello, crazy.
Yeah, it really is. M-Y-Q, Kaplan.com. We're going to answer our listeners' questions in just a minute, but first we want to hear from M-Y-Q, Kaplan, Mike Kaplan.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I really do. I want to keep saying it. What's your crazy office experience?
Well, I worked for several years at a bookstore cafe, so that's like the closest to an office-y. Like that, we had some, the manager would treat us like we were sort of, you know, these office, like I felt like I was in a Dilbert cartoon a lot. When they'd have like little rallies in the morning, he's like, "We got to get the number." I'm like, "I just make coffee." But
they wanted you to sell more coffee, of coffee.
We are not moving. I mean, the cafe isn't even meant to make that much money. I think it was just to draw people in. But yeah. but I did a great job. But I remember I started working there, and there was another guy I worked with named Lucas, and we didn't really have like a manager. There was just and she just ordered things that she liked. She was just like, I want a tea set. I'll order a tea set and then buy it with my, you know, discount. Yeah. And like, so Lucas and she were working together one day by themselves. And she went, the manager, supervisor went out and just had like a 20-minute cigarette. And Lucas got like slammed with a bunch of people in line. And he was just like, I don't want to do it. And so he just left.
He just quit.
And then she got back from her and she was like, where did Lucas go? And they're like, he just said he was leaving, so we're here now.
So you decided to go into comedy after this?
I was like, yeah, this isn't for me. Several years later.
Yeah.
That's My Crazy Cafe is what it sounds like.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mike Crazy Kaplan.
It sounds normal, actually. Unfortunately, it sounds like a normal story. All right, we're going to go to our producer, Christine Medina, and she's going to give us our first question for today.
Yes, so our first question is from Ontario, Canada. We have a secretary in our office who thinks she runs the office. Mm-hmm. She has the maturity of a high school student and acts as if her work is more important than others. How can I shut her down and relieve her of her delusions?
Ooh,
you can't. Totally, you can't. I mean, I just think she's very controlling.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can be this person.
I've worked with someone like this.
Me.
No. But I worked with someone like this, actually, my first job after the Peace Corps.
Really?
So I have something very concrete to say. Is there something you'd like to say first?
No. I have to hear this concrete.
Yeah. Well, what happened was it was the secretary, and I did not pay her enough respect. And she bossed me around and shut me down and told me what to do and told me when to go. And what I learned was that actually she needed my attention.
Oh, she was needy.
She was needy of attention. And the more I acknowledged her, the better she treated me and the less like a high school student she acted.
Yeah. See, I think that's kind of the situation. I think when somebody, you know, gets like that, when they have no power, but then that's their power. They're just very controlling.
Right.
You know, I don't understand actually why the person who sent in this question is taking her so seriously.
That was what I was going to say does she affect you and your life and your job? Like,
yeah.
It just seems like she's like, an injustice is being done. But but in fact, like if you're her boss, then you could fire her but if you don't work with her, you know, just let, like, you know, you can, don't be bothered by things that you can't change and don't be bothered by things that you can change. Like, don't just relax and do your own thing.
That's because you're an evolved soul, Mike.
That's my advice. Be an evolved soul. Try to evolve your souls, everyone.
I had a very visceral reaction to this person because I have been with very controlling people before. And so I think if you're one of those people who's allergic to being controlled, then you're going to want to I love this line, shut her down and relieve her of her delusions. Yeah. I love that line.
We'll relieve you of your delusion that you have to relieve people of their delusions.
That's really true. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I also don't understand why she just doesn't say no to her. I mean, it's not her boss. Just
no, I think you have to be nice to this person because first of all, she's if she acts as if she runs the office, she's been there a long time. I bet she's a sacred cow. Mm. That's my bet, my blink. Mm-hmm. And so if she you shut her down, she's going to shut you out and make your life miserable. So you have to go for the high road.
You
baby.
Have to kiss. You have to kiss up to her.
I believe so. Were you going to say something?
I was going to say it's possible that she does. I mean, as a secretary, she you know she gets the phone calls. She right. can do things to make your life harder. And maybe she does. Like my grandmother used to work as a nurse at a dermatologist's office, which you know, a nurse is not a secretary, but she definitely like,
she's the heartbeat.
Yeah, she ran the office. She ran a lot of things, and like you know, the doctors would ask her for you know they would defer to her on a lot of things,
right?
Because they knew that she was in charge of them,
right?
Even though they were you know
in charge of her,
richer and smarter.
Right. They made all the money,
hired her. Yeah, maybe not smarter, definitely richer.
All right.
So that's our mess. So in a nutshell.
Yeah, what's the nutshell, Catherine?
Bow down to the sacred cow.
Bow down and kiss her. You know
show
what.
Respect and you may eventually get some good treatment.
And evolve your soul.
Yeah, again, evolve. But I also think that she's just controlling and doesn't realize that she's bossing
don't
people
Don't take
around.
It personally.
All right, don't take it personally. All right, Christine, Miss Producer, what do we have now? Another question.
So our next question says, I work very hard at my difficult and highly skilled job. I do it very well, and my boss pays me a decent salary. Mm. However, I feel my boss doesn't seem to appreciate what I do. In fact, he thinks anyone should be able to do my job, and it's really starting to bother me. How do I make him see and value what I bring to the table?
Yeah, welcome to the real world. How many of us feel devalued? I mean, hello, yeah. You know, he sounds like a business owner to me. He sounds like one of those people that think, you know, I can do your job.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, hold on. I'm going to be, I want to be a little compassionate for our question asker because this is a tough one, you know, mm-hmm. and it is very tough to, she obviously works very hard or he works very hard and is trying to get some recognition and acknowledgement for the work and the high skill quality that he or she has. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm with you, but I think it's that you have to take it less personally and you've got to seek acknowledgement elsewhere.
Oh. I
would also say, I mean, you are getting, like, obviously the boss can't do your job or they would get rid of you and do it.
That's
like,
right.
They know, like, you know, whether they're saying it or not, they're showing it by paying you a decent salary. Like, you're getting...
Yeah, it's true.
You're saying, I mean, she's already saying, like, yes, I am being paid fairly for what I am doing,
yeah.
But that's all. I mean, yeah, sure, obviously it's nice to get a, hey, you're doing great, thank you, I really appreciate it. But, you know, in a business place, like, certainly being paid fairly is recognition of your value, literally.
And that's part of your point, right, Kathy?
Well, I'm going to get serious here for a moment and stop kidding around. I think that really... you know, expecting your boss to acknowledge you. Not all bosses are capable of doing that. Mm-hmm. And they may think that you are replaceable, not because you're not good, but just because they get resumes every day. And, you know, there are other people that could replace you. So, and also I think a lot of bosses don't want to give acknowledgement for fear that your head's going to get too big and then you're really going to think you run the company and you're going to want more money. So here's what you have to do.
All right.
It's really your job to constantly keep track of your successes and make a big deal of it at your boss. Let your boss know at review time, look, this is what I did. And, you know, therefore I believe I need a raise or I would like a longer vacation, you know, ask for things. But the truth is you have to ask for it. You can't just sit there and expect it to come. It
That's
just doesn't
very good.
Always happen.
I like that. I want to add one more complicating element, which is I think the bosses who devalue, if that's what they do, or they who refuse to acknowledge your skills, if they are advanced skills, often feel competitive with you.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yes. So they don't. They think that if I give you credit, then you're going to think you're better than I am because they feel competitive with that underling. So again, this is just more reason not to take the boss's behavior personally because they have their own issues they're working on.
Be the bigger person, even if you don't make the bigger salary.
That's a hard one to accept.
Just accept what you have, you know, and ask for more also, and then accept that if you get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we've met too many bosses that they do feel that the salary is the acknowledgement.
Right.
So
they don't need to say hello or goodbye or anything or give evaluations. The salary speaks. But that's not good often for the employees.
No, we all want to feel acknowledged and we all want to feel appreciated.
Yeah.
So you have to ask for it sometimes.
And seek outside acknowledgement. Go talk at a conference. Join a meetup professional group of your peers. And so you can be fabulous and enjoy that.
Well, that's true. If you look good outside of work, if you get some industry awards, that is going to make you look really good.
And whoever this boss is, if you're listening, you should, you know, you could save yourself some raise money by just giving some free acknowledgments.
Well, that is so true. That's so true.
It's absolutely true. In fact, one of the things we often notice in organizations is people want more money when they're not getting the non-monetary goods, when they're not being recognized.
Yeah, it's not always about money. It's true.
The non-monetary goods, as no one calls them.
Oh, that's great.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
You got it.
So that's it for this segment. You can find Mike Kaplan. It's mykkaplan.com. And you can find his comedy on his website. And to find out more about us, you can go to K-Squared Enterprises. And please send your questions into mycrazyoffice.co.
That's right. It's info@mycrazyoffice.co. Bye-bye.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.